Hey guys, welcome to the E-commerce Paradise podcast. Today's episode, I'm going to talk about how I used to live in my car. And it's kind of embarrassing, but I'm going to tell you guys about it. And yeah, it's one of these things that, you know, happened in my life, and it's a decision I made, and it's not something I'm proud of, but at the same time, it's something I learned from. And I think that that's the most powerful thing in life, is that as long as you learn from your mistakes and from your lessons, that you can make a better life no matter what. So what happened was I first moved down to Los Angeles right around 2005, about the late summer, in the fall of 2005, when you know, I had graduated high school in 2005. I had worked a job all summer, lived up in Idaho at the time, and just hanging out with friends, partying all summer, doing stupid stuff and skateboarding, partying, and just hanging out with my girlfriend and stuff like that. And my girlfriend and I broke up end of the summer. She was still in high school. I was now out of high school, so it didn't really make sense to stay together. And I decided that I wanted to figure out what I wanted to do. I did not want to stay in Idaho. I didn't want to go to Seattle either. It's just too cold. I wanted to go somewhere I could skate all the time. So I went to Los Angeles. And the only way I had a place to stay out there was because my grandparents lived out there. And luckily, my mom was able to convince my grandma and grandpa to let me stay with them for a month or so while I looked for a job and got my own place. So I headed down there. The very first time I went was by train. I took an Amtrak train all the way down to California from Idaho. Actually, I went to Seattle first. I believe it was Greyhound bus, and then I took the train from Seattle. But anyway, so I got down to California a few days later, and it was a great train ride. Settled in. And started going to skate parks and skate shops, trying to make new friends, trying to, you know, see if I can get any jobs or anything like that. Unfortunately, the jobs were kind of dry. Really, you know, I applied at a bunch of places, not just skate shops, but I applied at music stores, applied at grocery stores, applied all over the place, delis and Denny's and all sorts of places to get jobs. But nobody was really hiring at the time. It was just kind of, you know, dead. Unfortunately, but I did make a lot of friends with skateboarding, and the friends were actually really cool people, and I started partying a lot with them and hanging out, and ended up going back up to Idaho because I had left my car up there that I had in high school, and I grabbed my car and came back down to California with my car. I literally drove all the way from Idaho down to California the following, I believe it was sometime in the winter, because I started going to school and I needed a car, so... sometime in the spring, though, what started happening is I was kind of going down the wrong path. I started partying a lot harder and, you know, not skating as much. And it was just kind of a bad path to go down. I was working part-time at the skate shop, but they weren't paying me with cash. They were literally paying me with, like, with goods. They were giving me skateboards and stuff like that. It wasn't really a job. It was more just, like, hanging out at the shop and, you know, sell stuff for the guy that owned the shop, and you get to hang out at the shop all day or something. It was a strange situation, but I didn't really have anything else going on. I had a place to stay, so I just wanted to hang out and make friends and have good times. And, well, I was driving my car around, and I was completely broke, and I decided instead of, you know, putting the last $5 I had into the gas tank, that I would just kind of push it, and it was on E, and I decided to be really nice and give my friend a ride home. And, yeah, on the way back from giving my friend a ride home, my car completely ran out of gas, and I pulled into the gas station, and I didn't really understand how automatics worked, but, you know, fuel injection systems, if you run them out of gas and you just, like, run them as dry as possible, you can completely destroy the fuel injector. So I didn't know that, but now I do. And I completely destroyed that part of the engine, unfortunately. So yeah, the car wouldn't start. Even if I put more gas in it, wouldn't start. And yeah, I had to leave it in a parking lot, call a tow truck to tow it down to my grandparents' house, and it parked on the street. I went back up to Seattle that summer, got a job and all that stuff, and it kind of sucked. But it was funny that before I had this whole situation happen where my car broke down, I literally lived in it for like 2 or 3 weeks because my grandparents got pissed. One night, I was out partying, and I didn't come back until maybe 5 or 6 in the morning, and it was crazy, but I came back, and my grandma was pissed, and my grandpa was pissed too, and they said, you know what, look, you're staying here, but you need to be responsible, you need to come back, you need to get regular sleep, you need to be applying for jobs and stuff like that, you can't be partying like this, you're gonna have to leave. And I thought, well, that sucks. And there wasn't much I could do about it. My grandpa, you know, he's an alcoholic and kind of crazy guy. And my grandma was just an enabler, just enabled his alcoholism. And, you know, I just decided that's fine. No problem. I'm not going to go home yet. You know, I have some friends and I have a little bit of money. I'm going to do what I can and sleep in my friend's house or sleep in my car, whatever I have to do. I want to stay out here. So, for the 2 or so weeks after that, I was sleeping in my car, outside my friend's house. And, you know, it was really hot. Like, it was just starting to get the summertime in Los Angeles. It was really freaking hot. And I just remember going to sleep in the car, windows down, just praying that no one would rob me. I was in a nice suburbia area, so hopefully nothing would happen, but nothing did, thankfully. But it was kind of scary, you know. I had to wake up at like 6 a.m. because I already started getting really hot, and then, you know, what are you going to do, you know? So we'd go around and just go skate and stuff like that, and had a little bit of money left, and it was just kind of dwindling away, and I had some credit cards that I was burning out, and yeah, it was a pretty bad situation. But what I learned from it was that that's never somewhere I wanted to be again. You know, like when you go through situations in your life and you feel like you've hit rock bottom, those are the moments in life that are really powerful to you. And whether it be that bad or not, that's something that through the rest of your life, you're always going to remember in the back of your head as somewhere you never want to go again. You've been down that road, you know where it leads. You don't want to go there again. Those things are really powerful. And sometimes we have to live through that and experience those circumstances to actually have those lessons and have that burned, etched into the back of our mind and back of our heart so that we know that we never want to go down that path again. We know we want to be responsible. We know we want to be sober. We know we want to devote ourselves to helping others and being a good person and, you know, not breaking the law and living a good, wholesome life, you know. All these things that you learn maybe later on in your like late 20s, 30s, 40s come from probably a background of screwing up, you know, and making mistakes and just kind of learning as you go. And I just want to let you guys know that it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to screw up. It's okay to fail, because if you don't, you never get those same lessons. And it's those lessons through failure that are the most powerful lessons you'll ever learn your entire life. And that's what's going to drive you forward as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, to be able to create better businesses, to serve people better, and to be happier and more fulfilled from your work. So even though I lived in my car for a few weeks, I learned from it. It's never happened again since then. I'm a digital nomad now. I make plenty of money online through e-commerce, through selling courses and coaching, consulting, through affiliate marketing, things like that. And I'm really proud of what I've done. I continue to work on a daily basis to make more course content, to help people, to build businesses, to scale my own e-commerce businesses. And I love what I do. And I never have to live in my car again because I'm doing something I love. I'm helping people make money. I'm making money. And I've spent countless hours learning and implementing what I've been learning. And, you know, not being afraid to implement what I learned. That's the key. And yeah, if you do the same, you'll never have to live in a car ever in your entire life. You know, we live in a world now where you can rent an apartment anywhere in the world for fairly inexpensive, you know, Airbnb. You can rent a taxi to go across town, you know, with Uber. And you don't have to own a car. You don't have to own a house. You don't have to own all these things. So you don't even really need a big expensive job to pay for all these things, right? It's like if you're working a really high paying job, but you work like 80 hours a week, you know, what's the point, right? Like, okay, you make tons of money. Great. I really hope that that money's worth it because your entire life is devoted to that firm. And, you know, what they want you to do, you better go do it, right? Because if you don't, then there's going to be problems and more stress. And there's already enough stress as it is. And the coolest thing about having this digital nomad lifestyle where you're working online and stuff is that, yeah, you might still work 80 hours a week, but God, you love doing what you do, and it's so much fun. Your only boss is your customer, and you can choose who you want to work with, and you get to work with the coolest people. You get to do the kind of work that's really fulfilling work, really exciting work, really fun. You get to travel a lot, right? And yes, it does get tiring sometimes, but hey, you have the option just to chill too. You know, if I want to, I can just chill for a month straight on the beach in Bali. I don't care. I don't have to be anywhere at any particular time. I have to actually get out of my comfort zone now and make myself have to go places, just because, you know, hey, like, it keeps you going, keeps your creative flow going. So if you're looking to live this kind of a lifestyle, or you can travel and stuff like that, it's definitely possible. E-commerce can make it possible. The coolest thing about it is it happens online, right? And you can automate delivery, fulfillment, customer service, and optimization. You can automate tons of things with computer systems, computer programs, and software, and websites, and apps. And so all you got to do is learn how it works, and then learn the tools, and implement it, put it together, and, split test things and figure out what works, what doesn't work. And from there, you know, you can find success. And yeah, if you want to start an e-commerce business and you have that high-paying job, right, but you have no time and you're interested maybe in partnering with somebody on it, we actually have a turnkey partnership program now. So if you want to get started and you want to be in a partnership with somebody who's actually done this for a decade plus, has lots of experience, a great track record of success, you know, apply. You can go to ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey to get involved in our turnkey program for investors. All right, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed this story today about me living in my car for a couple of weeks. Pretty crazy. But yeah, if you have anything to add to it, definitely subscribe to the email list and write me an email. Add me on Facebook, facebook.com/TrevorJamesFenner, and write me a message and tell me about your life. I want to learn more about you and your struggles and your journey. I think it's really interesting how entrepreneurs, we all kind of go through our struggles. Entrepreneurship, in a sense, is a struggle in of itself. So, yeah, let me know about your story, and maybe I'll have you on the podcast someday. All right. Sounds good, guys. Well, thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Take care.